It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaux and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another classic and eclipsing version of the Taking Notes Podcast. It's episode 65 for Friday, August 17th, 2007. I am Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian Expediter Robichaux.
Julian, how are you this week?
I'm fantastic, Bruce. And even happier today, because you know what I did first thing this morning?
You downloaded one thing or another from the Passport site, right?
I certainly did. The Notes 8 designer admin stuff, gold code, Domino 8 gold code. I started downloading at like 6 a.m., and it's just a banner day.
Woo! Speaking of banner days, right, before we get into episode 65, and we're going to keep this really short in the beginning here, I do have to say that I just got slipped a note. Hold on. It says that Collaboration University, again, is going to be held for Notes and Domino 8 related material, right, coursework, in Kansas City, Missouri, September, I can't read the note here, 10 through 12, and then again in London, England from, boy, this guy's handwriting is horrible, 19th through 21st. So be sure to check out www.collaborationuniversity.com for more info, Notes and Domino 8. That's all they're going to talk about. That's all they're going to cover. See you there. Hey, so episode 65, Julian, you had the chance earlier today calling into a conference.
Without you.
Without me, sorry. I got my time zone screwed up. But you talked to Mary Beth Raven, Rob Novak, Alan Leposky, and Ed Brill about Notes and Domino 8, right?
I sure did. It was like a release party conference call. With all the problems that have been going on with Skype, Rob Novak set up a conference for us on freeconference.com, and we did that, did the MP3, so it's not quite the Skype quality audio, but it was pretty good, and it sounds a little bit telephony, but great information. I mean, these guys, you know, if anyone knows about this Notes 8 client, those guys do, and you know, people, I guess. Mary Beth isn't one of those guys, I guess.
Yeah, she's a person.
But you know, good information from them. They talk about Notes 8 now, a little bit about kind of coming up to the deployment and the gold release and some stuff that might be happening in the future. And they're all real excited, as they should be.
Yeah. So let's just rush right into it. Again, Mary Beth Raven, Rob Novak, Ed Brill, and Alan Leposky talking about Notes and Domino 8.
Well, hey, everyone. This is Julian Robichaux, and we are Bruce List today. And unfortunately, Bruce got stuck in a meeting and can't make this call. So I'm going to try to be Julian and Bruce today. And on the line, we have Rob Novak and Alan Leposky and Ed Brill and Mary Beth Raven. And I'd like to offer congratulations to all the IBMers there in the audience. Not Rob, not that you don't need congratulations yourself, I'm sure.
Oh, no, no. I'm okay.
but
they deserve it.
Yeah, but, you know, today is the big day. Notes 8 came out. We've all been downloading just like crazy, like wildfire. And congratulations for getting the completed product out on time, because I think this was the day that got promised, or the month anyway, that got promised quite a long time ago. Mary Beth, was there kind of a flurry of last-minute activity to get all this stuff out the door?
Well, there's been a kind of prolonged last minute. For a while, you know, we were hoping each build would be it, and then we'd find another one. We had, you know, daily triage calls, and you know, I would download the builds and take a look at things, and, you know, I found one or two bugs that I said, no, we really got to fix this kind of thing. And at one point, our project manager said, maybe we should just send Mary Beth home, because she keeps finding little nits that she wants to fix. I finally, you know, kind of backed off and said, yep, it's good enough. And so we're there now. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, wow. And Ed, I think you put on your blog, you're finally going to be loading this client for the last time. How many clients have you been through?
Well, probably not as many as Mary Beth over there in development, but I've probably been through 10. I mean, they do daily builds, but you know, I'm out on the road so much and don't have a test machine that, you know, I want to be using in front of customers. So about 10. But it's been a lot. It's been great to watch the improvement. And the last few weeks since the public beta, I mean, I think this is the part that's really the eye-opener for most of the listeners, is the progress that's been made since the last public beta. It's just been very, very encouraging to see the polish and the speed improvements.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, let's just skip right down to that topic then. For people, you know, like me and I guess everyone here on the phone, that we've all been using the beta versions for so long, what are people going to be seeing, especially the ones that have been on beta 2 and beta 3 and all the public betas, what are some of the big differences they're going to see, if any, with the client? And I'm not sure who the best one is to answer that.
I'll give you the high-level answer. Mary Beth will probably chime in after me. But, I mean, the biggest thing that's different from the last public beta is just performance, flat out. The last public beta was a production build, so it was, you know, we had taken the debug code out and all of that already, but the team's just done an incredible job to get things just as snappy as can be. I mean, I'm constantly amazed at what's come along since the, you know, initial builds that we first started installing, and even since the public beta, like I said earlier. I don't think there's any feature work, but Mary Beth will correct me on that. I think it's just mainly fit and finish.
I was going to say, to tell you the truth, because I've been taking daily builds, so for me, what went out to the public was just another daily build. I have a hard time remembering exactly what it is that you've got out in the public, but I know that one of the things that we were very consciously reacting to is that particularly our European community had noticed the lack of week numbers in the bottom of the calendar, you know, week 10 out of, you know, 52 and that kind of thing, and so we did, based on that feedback, work extra hard to get that in, not only in the views, but also over in the sidebar panel of the day at a glance.
Okay.
And I remember Ed blogging about that.
Yeah, I pushed a little bit on that one.
Well, and I saw, I think, some of the icons are a little bit different. I guess there's, you know, maybe just some little UI things. So there's really nothing drastic in the UI that someone who is a beta tester is going to say, oh my gosh, you know, where did this go?
Or, right. I wouldn't think drastic, but little refinements. Like another one, for example, is we thought we were being really cute at one point, and we had an icon for replicate now and an icon for refresh that were very, very similar. As a matter of fact, so similar that people couldn't tell them apart, and so like we changed one of them back to the more traditional refresh-looking icon. You know, things like that, I think maybe you've noticed. And at one point, we had a little fun one day when the little decorator icons on the tabs to show you whether something is a view or a document in the tab. You know, one morning I downloaded the build and I went, oh, they turned ugly overnight. I wonder what happened. You know, we had to scramble to fix those up. So I'm not even sure if you guys ever saw the ugly build where they were ugly, but I know that, you know, we were making sure that they looked pretty again before we went out the door, that kind of thing.
Is that just a configuration option, like use ugly equals zero?
No.
Okay. There's so many check marks, I'm never sure. Well, and then also an interesting thing that they're doing this time around, which I don't think they've done with the previous releases, is the Notate beta forum, which everyone had been, you know, doing so much discussion and you know, discussion of problems and fixes and I guess you know, techniques and things like that within the forum. I think that's actually going to become the Notate production forum. Is that right?
That is our plan, yes.
Okay.
It's been done, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now is that something that you know, kind of took a lot of discussion? I mean, it's a great idea. Is that something that you guys kind of pushed for, or that the LDD people just decided, hey, yeah, we'll just turn it over?
Does anybody else want to answer that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I would like to say that it's kind of part and parcel of a lot of the big change that we've had toward the whole making product development more transparent and getting our customers more readily involved. And so that it seemed like a no-brainer. And when I can remember going to people like Jan Kenny, who's our beta coordinator, and mentioning the idea to her, it was like, she's like, oh, yeah. And I don't know if plans were already underway, or she said, sure, great idea, and the next thing I knew it was happening. But it was just, from my perspective, it was just one of these no-brainers that just sort of logically happened.
Right. Well, and it's great because there's sort of already the informal knowledge base in the form of the forum that's just right there. And also, you know, there are always a lot of tricks in there about, you know, again, installing the Notes 8 client next to your other clients or, you know, doing uninstallations or kind of checking settings if you have this one problem or something like that. So, well, you know, whoever's decision it was, thank you. I guess.
Yeah. Well, we can pass that thank you on to others who aren't even on the call, so.
Well, I'm sure they're listening. Well, how about release parties? Are you guys just kind of gearing up for all your marketing and sales, you know, kind of whatever parties you guys get to throw with your unlimited budgets?
I don't think it'll be McDonald's for dinner, but other than that...
Well, and of course, you know, there's release parties or kind of release events going on for the next couple months, right?
Yeah.
Prior to Lotusphere?
Oh, yeah. There's that Lotusphere thing, yeah. No, the Lotus Collaboration Summit is the name of the roadshow for the second half of the year, and I think between partner-led events and IBM-led events, there's going to be like 100 of them. The big one as far as, you know, targets we're after is... We're going to do a press and media event on September 18th in New York City.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then, Rob, you've got Collaboration University coming up, right? Part two?
Yeah, actually two of them in Kansas City and in London on September 10th and 19th. And Ed's going to be here with us in Kansas City, and Mary Beth will be with us in both Kansas City and London. So
yeah,
we're
and
really
those
happy
are
to have them there.
Those are different from the other ones because those are really... truly Notes 8 based or focused, right?
They're Notes Domino 8 focused, not really paying as much attention to the other product lines because CollabU has decided to focus in on one particular product at a time. And it's 3 days long, and we have like 27 sessions, in-depth technical type of sessions as well. So that's the primary difference between those and the road shows. But I encourage anybody who has the ability to do it to go to a road show, Collaboration Summit, and as well to go to Collaboration University.
Wow, yeah. And especially if you're thinking about actually deploying the product because, you know, I know that the speakers you have lined up, Rob, are just as technical as they get. So, you know, certainly some people are going to be giving some good information And I know that's always kind of tough with installing the new versions. On the one hand, installing a new Notes version has, for me, always been very straightforward, and I can normally just install, gosh, just right on top of something. But I know that people kind of get scared about that stuff, too. Rob, do we have anyone that's technical enough on the call right now? And we can take this out if we need to later. But do we have anyone technical enough to talk about some of the coexistence bits? Like if someone wants to run Notes 8 on their production network right away just to test it out, how the clients and the server kind of interact with older versions?
Really, I've been running it on beta against 7, as I'm sure you have, against the 7 server, and have had really no issues doing that, even with an update to the... to the mail template for my own client. We have at least one 6.5.1 client and several 7 clients, primarily for development and signing applications that are being built for 7. And then we've been running just the 1.8 client myself. Everybody else is updated today. And so, you know, just standard goodness with the Lotus Notes clients and server versions interacting well with each other. And we know that there are features that are unique to Domino 8 server, for instance, so that even if you have your Notes 8 mail client with an updated template would require the Domino 8 server to be in place. So things like the enhanced out of office and mail recall are going to work with the Domino 8 server. Anything else that I missed in there, Mary Beth?
Oh, that was a pretty good overview, yeah. And so I guess I don't have anything quite to add right now to that because, while, you know, compared to a lot of the other people I work with every day, like Jeff Eisen, when somebody asks, is there anybody technical enough, I immediately think, well, no, I'm not because I focus on the design.
Well, now one interesting thing is that I've done a little bit of testing at home as far as opening up the Notes 8 mail template on a Domino 8 server in Notes 7, and that seems to work. I don't know how feature rich it ends up being, but you know, it certainly opens up and starts working. Now, I'm not sure how the support goes around that, but that's kind of an interesting thing that you can actually even do that. Kind of cool that it works. Good job.
Thank you.
Inadvertent compatibility.
Yeah.
I think that's what that's called.
Unintended consequence. Well, and I guess that's that whole thing about composite applications being launched from a frame set, and if you don't have a composite app client, then it just launches the frame set, which is neat, too. I'll kind of back off the geekiness. Let's take a step back from the technical stuff. Let's kind of stay in that realm for just a second more. Rob, I know you tend to do a lot of stuff with integration between Notes 8 and Notes Anything and Same Time Quick Place.
Yes.
So anything we need to know about running Notes 8 or Domino 8 with Quick Place and Same Time?
Well, it's the server version. It's not supported yet, of course, because Domino just shipped, 7 hours ago, 8 hours ago? And from the server standpoint, you're not going to install a same-time server or a quicker server on top of Domino 8 yet. From the client standpoint, of course, there's the built-in integration with the same-time on the shelf in the standard Notes 8 client. And the quicker integration, although it's not technically supported, the quicker connector actually works and has been working through beta 2 and beta 3. And now it's not technically supported because the connector for Quicker shipped before Notes 8. So it's just a matter of, at least my understanding, a number of tests in QA that has to go on. And if there are any piccadillys about it found in development, then I imagine those are going to be addressed pretty rapidly because I've heard there's a Quicker refresh coming not too far down the pike.
Did you just say piccadilly?
I did.
Just wanted to confirm.
And do not confuse that. That is not a future product.
Code name, yeah.
Well, and really in terms of other products, too. Now, Ed, you just posted a big thing about some entitlements that we get as well, right?
I did. So, you know, there's some aspect of Notes and Domino 8 that can benefit from a number of the other products in the IBM software portfolio. So customers have been asking for better tools to manage the Domino directory from, say, Active Directory, for example. So as a first step towards doing more in that space, we're providing an entitlement to the Tivoli Directory Integrator, which is a really cool product, to do that kind of synchronization and management between AD and a Domino directory. And customers are looking at the new capability of the Notes client to do composite applications. They want to have some way to surface those composite applications, say, to web browser users. So we're doing a entitlement to WebSphere Portal. That's 20 users for every Domino server in the customer's environment. And, you know, so there's a bunch of things like that. You know, the same time entitlement that started in 6.5.1 is still there. And the productivity editors are in all the different builds of the Notes client. And there's an entitlement to WebSphere application server that's been there for a while. So there's a bunch of different things, really one for every different brand. Oh, I left out the DB2 one for those that want to use the DB2 data store on the back end. So pretty much one for every one of our brands, and a lot of stuff that we think people will get some additional benefit out of.
Oh, that's right, because DB2 is actually supported and gold in this version, right?
That's correct.
All right, NSF2 DB2. What else?
I'll be talking about that quite a bit at CU. We've been delivering sessions on that since it was, what was it, late 6.5 or something like that, where it was tech preview?
It was tech preview shipping in 7, but the beta started, you know.
Right. Yes, I've been doing sessions and workshops on that for about 3 years, and finally I get to say, hey, you can use it now. It's shipping.
Let's do favorite features. And just to give you guys a couple of seconds to think about this, three favorite features from everybody, and I'll start. My three favorites are web services, calling from the client, calling from script libraries and things like that, because I'm a web services geek, and I like message threading in email, and also all the productivity editors being built in, because I now have a laptop that essentially has the full Notes 8 client and Firefox and pretty much nothing else on it. And I can do just about anything I want to do, which is kind of cool. Rob, you've been kind of traveling around, kind of demonstrating some of this stuff for a while. What are your three favorites?
Well, I've got to say the presentation editor would be one. Not surprisingly, I have used it about 50 times in the betas, so I have to say agree with you on the built-in editors and the fact that in some cases we've even had presentations developed in another Office package or in OpenOffice and been able to just bring them in there and have minor tweaks. So that's been great. Favorite in the last 7 hours is that the body of mail opens about 12 times faster than it was in beta. So performance, the performance improvement has been just astronomical for me. And, you know, I like that open button, I have to say. I like that open button. I didn't think I was going to because I was so used to the chiclets, and I still use them. I still use the workspace, yes, but the open button, I'm getting used to it.
It's a brave new way of using it.
You know, click on something and have a menu. That's an amazing innovation.
Maybe not really that, you know, mind-boggling, but change can be hard, so it's good to hear that, because even little changes like that were design considerations that we thought about when we did usability testing about and things like that.
Well, and once you take about the 10 seconds it takes to figure it out, it's awesome. So, great. Well, Mary Beth, since you're already up there, then what are your favorite things?
Well, you know, this is tough because, you know, I'm the team lead for a team of designers, and if I pick something that, you know, John Lance from Calendar worked on, and I don't pick something that Margot from Mail worked on, you know, I don't want to hurt any feelings or anything. But,
well, you can take the fifth if you need to.
Well, there's just so many, it's hard to pick, but I'm going to pick some that maybe haven't been discovered yet because they're a little bit obscure. And one of them is in the body of a mail message, up at the top in the mail header area, we have these little link-type things over on the right-hand side that say show details, and you can click that to see the details of, you know, the long email address name. And we also added that little link for sort list, which a lot of people have asked for. So now if you get a big, long mail message with a million people on the CC list, you have it in alphabetically sorted list format, so you can quickly double check and see, well, was Alan Lepofsky or Ed Brill actually copied on this thing?
Oh, nice.
And I have been starting to use that a lot, particularly, as I mentioned before, I mentioned John Lance. You know, I know if John Lance is copied on something about Calendar, now I can just, you know, not worry about it because I know John's going to take care of it. Another one right in that mail message is, I'm looking at the email that Julian sent to me right now. You can right-click on a person's name right up there in the, you know, in the email message, and your first couple of context menu items are create message, invite to a meeting, show name details, and this cool one is find available time. So even I don't have to open up the calendar or anything. I can right-click on somebody's name, click find available time, and it brings up that, you know, free time picker with me and the person who sent me that mail message right away, so I get an idea of when this person is free right then and there. Mainly I've been starting to do that to see, oh, they don't have anything scheduled right now. I'm going to hop out of my chair and run down the hallway, or I'll ping them because it doesn't look like they're in a meeting because I can see that there's, you know, free time right now. So those are two that you probably haven't noticed yet. So keep nosing around. We've got lots of fun little things for you to find.
I think Bruce needs that one.
Yes, he does.
Apparently so. He could have used that about an hour ago. All right. Well, Ed, you're up next. What do you like?
Well, I just like that the product's out. No.
No more questions.
Yeah. I think a couple of things that I'm really getting used to and loving is in the sidebar, specifically the day at a glance. I mean, I just live by my calendar. And, yeah, I got a BlackBerry and whatever to get to it, but that day at a glance in the sidebar is just helping me out tremendously, because I'm always multitasking, and I'm exactly the use case profile for being able to have something in peripheral vision and get to it all the time. The second thing is just the smooth way that the instant messaging and embedded awareness is throughout the product. I mean, I don't really maintain a buddy list anymore, even though the buddy list is more visible in the integrated same time in Notes 8 than it was in Notes 6 or 7. I'm not even thinking about a buddy list because, I mean, I can be reading an email with somebody, from somebody, and it's a single click and boom, we're chatting. And, you know, that awareness just throughout the client is just so much better and more powerful than it's been in the prior releases. And I guess I'd have to say the third thing is the calendar week at a glance. I at first thought this was going to be the hardest transition for me because I had always been in the week at a glance format going all the way back to Lotus Organizer 1.12 or whatever that I deployed at US Robotics in 1993. I was always used to that sort of five-day diary view with two pages or whatever. And this one's real different with the column-based view. But I guess like the day at a glance, I've just gotten 100% used to working in that format. And it's a whole lot cleaner to be able to see everything that's going on. So I think
those nice colors and everything, too.
Yeah, colors are nice.
All right, Alan, I know that you've been eating a sandwich, so I saved you for last.
Well, thank you. I think this is the quietest I've ever been for a 40-minute period in my life. Let's see. So, like Mary Beth, there's just so many areas. I was thinking of, like, how do I narrow it down to three across the whole board? So I sort of decided to choose features that I almost don't even realize they're there. So instead of a new object or a new view or something, I decided to highlight three things that just kind of make my workday better. The first of which is the new way type-ahead mail addressing works. So when I start typing a user's name and how it suggests to me who to send those emails to, not just in alphabetical order, but in priority order of people I've dealt with the most frequently. I also like the way it displays the new name, so you've got, you know, the notes canonical, like long name, the hierarchical name, but also that a bracket in their email address, so, you know, I can tell exactly the user I'm sending to. So, and that's the same inside the same time client now, too, so the consistency of whenever I'm typing to find a name across same time or Lotus Notes, I really have grown to, I think, appreciate that. Inline spell checking would be my second the feature I like. So as you're typing a word and, you know, you have that spell check, the little squiggly line show up telling you a word has been misspelled. Perhaps that's a personal preference just because of the cliche, you know, I follow directly that engineers can't spell, and I can't. So I've heard that's a character trait of us. So it is true for me, that is for sure. My spelling is not one of my highlights. And then the third is, again, something you never even notice, and I just use all the time now, is this single-click action button. So in the notes action bar, a lot of the time developers build you know, a cascading list of actions. You know, a tangible one that everybody will know is like the reply, reply with history, reply without attachments, that type of thing. So one button that has multiple choices. Well, now in Notes 8, you can have the first choice be clicked on just by hitting the button. You don't have to click on it once and then choose the first selection. You can just click on it, and if it's reply or if it's accept meeting with comments or something like that. So just, you know, the ability to quickly take action on a document or a view, I think, is one of my favorite things. So perhaps not the most tangible or sexy features, but I tried to choose three that really have improved the Notes 8 client experience from me.
Yeah, well, and actually, that kind of brings up the whole YouTube video that Ron Sebastian did, the 10-minute overview of the client that has a bunch of those sorts of little things if you watch it real close. Alan, I think you linked to it on your blog, right?
I have. I even blogged about it on Facebook.
Okay.
I've seen it in three or four different places. I posted it online, saw it on Volker's, Alan's. It's making its way around.
Yeah, it's starting to get some hits. I actually have a comment on my blog from a large customer that says they've started making the rounds with that video inside, and it has been the best received user training that they've ever had for Notes.
Yeah, I definitely sent that link to several of my customers,
okay.
And also we'll be linking in the show notes, of course.
Okay. So So I'll give you a little mini update with absolutely the caveat of no promises, but even during the day today, I've been having some email exchanges with Ron, the author, and some of our marketing team about how we can make the high-resolution version of that available for companies to get a hold of. So
oh, that'd be great.
We will. I'm sure you'll see myself and Ed and others blog about it if and when that comes to fruition.
Well, now, are we allowed to talk about, you know, sort of future things in terms of other marketing sorts of things like that? I mean, what, and I guess maybe a good way to do to ask that question is, you know, what is the outlook for exchanging and sharing points of information about the new
version?
Like
two dirty words.
There's, that was quite the sentence.
He practiced that. He practiced that one.
Well, now, I mean, that sort of future direction sorts of things. Do we are we going to be seeing more of these sorts of, you know, little bits and pieces of marketing information we can just start shooting around to everyone we know?
Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely. I can't tell you what all of them are yet. Some of them are still in development or whatever. But I will say that we received a incremental marketing budget allocation specifically to go out and talk to end-user messages in the marketplace around Notes 8, something we haven't done probably since, I don't know, our 5 time frame. And this is a multi-million-dollar kind of an investment. And no, it doesn't mean we're going to go rehire Dennis Leary and do Superman billboards or TV commercials, but I think you will see a lot more specifically oriented to end users in banner ads and in web content and in viral stuff like this YouTube video than we've done in quite some time for the Notes business.
Oh, great. So, and R5, I mean, those were good days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Though I caution, as I often do with customers, that remember that, you know, those IM television commercials were amazing, but really didn't help us from a brand awareness perspective. So while they made the existing community feel very, very good about the product and they got Rosie O'Donnell to say, I don't know what it is, but I want one, you know, that was really the majority of the non-educated reaction around people who didn't know what Notes was already. So TV advertising for software that's used primarily in a business context, not always the most effective, but we are looking at effective ways to do a lot more reach than we have in the past.
Yeah, like maybe a Notes 8 branded iPhone. And maybe you could send one of those to me.
Yeah, well, I saw an ad today that they've got those back in stock at the Apple store. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with all the work around Notes 8, you know, there's been just a tremendous amount of work leading up to all this. Today's the day. It's finally done. We, you know, graduation day essentially for Notes. Is the work done or has it just begun? And I'll go around the table on this one, Ed.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, we have been feverishly working over the last couple of weeks to get the 801 plan finalized, and I think it will be by the end of the month. We know that many organizations are hesitant to deploy .0 versions of software. We think we've delivered a very high-quality release and that it's time to begin, you know, testing and piloting, if nothing else, even if you're one of those organizations that waits for .01. But we want to finish on that plan. Not really going to be a lot of new feature work in .01. There's some stuff on the server, including the 64-bit versions of Domino. But it's really meant to be the, you know, the get the 01 out there and move past it. But we're also already working on the next major release, whether we call it 8.5 or something else, is still, you know, to be finalized, and that will have a lot of work, but we're going to do it on the same timetable we've been doing all the other major releases, sort of every 12 to 18 months kind of time frame. So that work's already underway. The server team's already coding, and so no, it doesn't really stop here. We'll all pat ourselves on the back, but come back Monday ready to start what's next. And sorry, I'm monopolizing the question, but the last bit is then, you know, we have to go, you know, get this out into the market. You know, the thing that I'm most worried about is Mary Beth and team have done all this tremendous work on the user interface that didn't magically make the Lotus Notes Sucks website disappear today, you know. So we have to get that word out to, you know, the millions of people that use Notes that even if they're not going to upgrade tomorrow, that there is a new version that they are going to be excited about, that they are going to be happy with, and that they should get ready for soon.
Yeah, and maybe the version after this could be 8.py. That would make a good version.
8.314159.
Let's see, yeah, that looks on the passport.
Well, 8.e would come before 8.py, right?
Oh, that's true. That's, yeah, yeah. Point level. Alan, what does your calendar look like? Lots of work? You all done?
Yeah, well, and I can offer a slightly different perspective. I don't want to bore the notes podcast folks, but since my job is a little bit outside of the scope of just, you know, the notes domino team, I work across all of the products on the Lotus strategy team. So my, 30-second thought is, it's been an incredible 2007, and we've, delivered on a lot of the things that, or all of the things, I guess, that our general manager, Mike Roden, promised at Lotusphere, and that just sets us up for, well, what is the next year and the next 3 years and the next 5 years is the type of work my team looks at. You've seen Lotus grow from just a messaging and collaboration and groupware company to, now us doing a lot of work around shared document repositories and social networking. And, if you think about that progress, well, there's just a lot more to come. I think I've blogged about it in the past, but for me, from a strategy standpoint, I really believe that we're just at the start of what collaboration tools are going to be available. So there's lots of work for the Lotus brand to still do, and it's incredibly exciting, and the benefit's going to be to our customers.
Man. Now, Alan, just as an outside person,
sure,
kind of hearing that answer, let me just tell you, seize the day. Looking down the road, come on.
Well, the more we can, I think we've delivered quite a bit of ones and zeros to you guys in the 2007, year. So I don't think anybody has anything to complain about us not giving enough new products out there. So if we can continue to do that year after year, and, one of the problems Ed and other sales leaders, in his position for the other products face is getting the customers to upgrade to it as quickly as possible. It's frustrating to hear people complain about stuff that we've already solved. So, that's the big job.
All right. Well, Mary Beth, do you get to take the weekend off?
Well, I am actually taking the weekend off, yes, to go to the beach and relax. And yesterday, Jeff Eisen, as you know, he's the chief architect of Notes 8, came into our new design team room here and plopped down in a chair and said, Notes 8 ships tomorrow, I'm off to Disney World. And indeed, he really is off to Disney World for the week on vacation. But we're already, from a design perspective, as you guys know, because Notes is translated into so many other languages, as we got closer and closer to ship time, there was less and less that we could do as a design team because things had to be frozen because we'd already sent our, files to translation and things. So we've already been hard at work at 801. As a matter of fact, at a status meeting yesterday, I told development that the design team has already delivered all of our 801 designs to development, and we are starting work on the next big release strategy and vision, and we are planning a prioritization exercise with our primary design partners. So we are, full steam ahead, having a great time, and as many of you who read the blog know, we are trying the low-tech collaboration route by creating a new design team room here in Westford where we're sitting with some of the same time designers and the connections designers to do both high-tech and low-tech collaboration to bring some of these fabulous products that have all shipped this year together even more closely.
All right.
Well, the staff is all supposed to work together, so the people might as well as too.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, September, to me, I keep referring to it as the book tour. I spent the last 2 years of my life, writing the book that is Lotus, Notes 8. And in September, I get to have this fabulous whirlwind tour. I'm going to Collaboration University, both in Kansas City and in London. We're having a customer event here in Boston. I'm going to Lotus Advisor in Miami at the end of September. And I've actually even had to turn down speaking engagements because I'm already booked for September. So that's been pretty exciting.
So pretty much, Mary Beth, you and I are going to be together for about 4 weeks.
Yep.
I'm going to those last two as well.
People are going to start to talk.
Yeah. Now, Rob Novak, I think I know the answer for you, that your work is just beginning, right?
Oh, yeah. This is not what you would call my my dream weekend off. I have servers to install, sessions to complete, things like that, and of course, start working on all of the integration and interactivity and compatibility
types of testing that we have to do in our labs here at SNAPS. We have about 18 servers running various versions of Quicker, QuickPlace, Same Time, Domino, Portal, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of work ahead for me, at least, in the next few weekends.
Yeah. Well, a lot of work for me, too, because I got to install and play around and test and things like that. But that's not really work. So let's see. You know, it's just about 45 minutes past the hour, and I know that was sort of our hard cutoff for at least one of the people on here. So, you know what? Thank you so much for all of you coming on here and talking with us. And Rob, thank you so much for setting up the call and recording, and especially with the uncertainty of the whole Skype network right now. And really, you know, congratulations to, you know, all the IBMers here on the call and might be listening or whatever. Congratulations on getting this thing out the door, because in the enterprise software world, I know that that most products do not seem to ship even close to being on time. And I think we were hearing August or end of summer, at least the beginning of the year. So congratulations.
Definitely congratulations to everybody from IBM.
Why, thank you. And I really have to echo the last line of Ed's posting here, and I haven't posted anything on my blog today because I couldn't have said it better than Ed did, you know. We couldn't have done it without you. This is a fabulous community, and I really enjoy being a part of it.
Giddy
up.
All right, well, thanks a lot. We'll be talking to you guys and maybe even seeing you very soon. And that's all I got. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Bye.